From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The Utah State Board of Education is streamlining its licensing system for teachers and support staff. KUER's Rocio Hernandez reports the change may affect what social workers need to work in schools.
Social workers in Utah schools counsel students, teach classes, and do crisis intervention. They have a professional license from the state and an educator license. The board's new rule gets rid of that second requirement. Angie Stallings is the deputy superintendent of policy.
We received feedback from some of our smaller school districts, our rural school districts, who said it's very hard for them to find candidates that have both licenses.
In a public hearing last night, more than a dozen social workers said they fear the change might do more harm than good. Teresa Richardson says her educator license lets her work closely with teachers and students at a West Valley City school.
In my school, I teach almost 600 kids every week social-emotional skills. People would not be able to do this.
Richardson says school social workers' duties could be limited without that educator license. The board is expected to decide at its January meeting whether it will modify the rule. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
The remains of U.S. Army Chief Warrant Officer Kirk Fuchigami Jr. will arrive in Utah tomorrow. The 25-year-old Hawaii native died last month in Afghanistan when his helicopter crashed. He and another pilot who also perished were providing security for troops on the ground. In what is called a dignified transfer, Fuchigami's remains are scheduled to arrive at Ogden-Hinckley Airport. He'll be received by his wife of 8 months, Mackenzie Norman of Corinn. Fuchigami's private funeral will be held on Monday in Brigham City, followed by his burial with full military honors and flyover at the city cemetery. A new bill from Utah Representative Chris Stewart seeks to protect LGBTQ people from discrimination. The proposal also includes language that would allow religious organizations to provide services in accordance with religious beliefs that may exclude those of different sexual orientations or gender identities. Stewart will introduce that bill today. The Trump administration has reauthorized cyanide bombs, a controversial trap meant to protect livestock and threatened species. Cooper McKim of the Mountain West News Bureau reports the tool is intended to control coyotes, which kill more cattle than any other predator.
Conservation groups have fought to ban the trap, which has been known to kill non-target animals, pets, and injure humans. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has revised rules to limit those downsides. That includes greater buffer areas around where the trap can be placed. But Colette Adkins with the Center for Biological Diversity says it's not enough.
When you think of, folks hiking in the public lands with their animals, you don't always stay on the path, and you shouldn't have to. But if you stray off the path, you're at risk of even dying from these awful devices.
Adkins says conservation groups are looking to pursue state-level bans. Ranching advocates said in a press release that cyanide traps help prevent hundreds of millions of dollars in annual losses. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Cooper McKim.
I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.